Hello, my name is Mike RC from Loud Rumor, and this is a recording to kind of help you understand about what we had to do during this zombie apocalypse or coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic that we've got going on. But basically, our core business is fitness studios. We work with, you know, thousands of fitness studios from all over the world. And that's also a problem because there's no part of the world really that we work with that isn't getting affected with this freaking pandemic. It is literally worldwide. And we basically help them generate a lot more leads and grow their business and just be more successful. So we even have like trainings on sales and operations and systems, processes, all that. So we help way past the lead generation, but lead gen is why they come to us. Everything else is why they stay. So they lead gen is definitely the core for them. With that, the big thing that's really sucked is that fitness studios and gyms have been mandated to close in most areas already. And on top of that, the ones that haven't been mandated to close are feeling the pressure to close by their community because a lot of others have closed and they're kind of getting slack for it on social media for staying open. So to not look irresponsible and not ruin reputation, they are also closing even before being mandated to. So with that said, I would say pretty much 80 to 90% of our fitness studios were closed by Tuesday. Today's Thursday. Now it's time for this recording. A lot more closing every day too, yesterday, today. So we had to find a way for them to still be able to generate revenue because obviously they're the type of business that you go to. And if I can't come to my studio, it doesn't make sense for me to charge you. So we basically came up with the idea of this was on Sunday night. When we saw that this was already beginning to happen, we said we need to find a way for you to continue servicing them online, which we thought was a really great opportunity anyway, because it's not like if that business went out of business and, you know, all the other studios and gyms around them were still open and you're convincing them to still work with you online. If that were the case, members would be like, why would I do that? I'll just go next door. But in this case, there is no next door because there are no other options. Everyone's closing and we kind of saw that. So what we said is, hey, let's go online, because if you can have an online option faster than your competition, not only could you keep your members that still want to get in shape, but on top of that, you can gain the members from the studios that didn't take action like you did to create this solution, because a lot of people still want to work out. On top of that, another benefit that we saw was that you're not confined to the small 3 to 5 mile radius. Ordinarily, in the normal economy, you know, people don't want to drive more than 3 to 5 miles to go to a gym. And so marketing past that 5 mile radius was really just kind of a waste of dollars in most cases. In this case now, we still advertise that 5 mile radius in the event that we open up sooner than we'd like and we can convert a lot of those people over to paying members in physical space. But what we've also noticed is now we can create referral programs where, you know, one of your members can actually refer their cousin that lives across the country into the program to work out with them, who they freaking love and they would want to have worked out with them, but unfortunately they live too far away. Now, distance doesn't matter as long as you can get to your laptop, which is really cool. Another thing that we saw was a benefit was that space was not an issue anymore. We have a studio that has a relatively small space, a floor space. So they can usually work out 12 to 16 people at one time. And so a lot of people aren't able to get the prime time spots. They get, you know, they get filled up way too fast. Now he had over 50, I think it was like 60 people now, 60 people at his prime time spot show up to his class because it's online and there are no limits, which was fantastic. And also he's able to upload recordings to the Facebook group and they're doing so many other things. So we continue to find ways to make the online service better with cook with me classes and recipe and shopping lists and all that stuff. And so we're finding a way to make it better and better to keep stacking the value so that we can attract new people, keep people, and then possibly even ascend them into higher tier programs of the online version that we've created. Okay, so now how do we advertise it? It's a great product, but we got to find a way to advertise it. So what we did was we said, what is it that people are freaked out about? Obviously, the coronavirus, COVID-19, everyone's dealing with it. We already know whoever we run the ad to, everyone's dealing with it. Plus, because that whole Tony Robbins theory of reticular activating system, their brain and mind is focused on COVID-19 and coronavirus. So when they're scanning their feed, those words are buzzwords for them. Same thing with like risk factors and all that. So we use ad copy that actually addressed it. Something basically saying, is COVID-19 keeping you from being able to go get a workout? But are you not wanting to waste all the results that you've worked hard to earn? And then we go ahead and we pitch the benefits of our online training and how you can actually get some free workouts from home right now. So we hook them in with a free workout. They can come in. And then after that, if they wanted to continue working out, then we can go ahead and offer them a like charter option, which is similar to what a fitness studio does during a pre-sale. So we also realize that what's happening right now is no different than a pre-sale. See, when a pre-sale happens, it means a gym is planning on opening, let's say, July 1st, right? That's when they were told construction would be done and they'll be ready to go. If a gym opens July 1st, they're going to begin marketing and advertising for it around February or March, generally. And they're marketing, letting them know about the new gym that's going to be opening up and that they've got, you know, some really good options for anybody that wants to be a charter member and be one of the first to sign up. We generate a lot of leads through pre-sales. In fact, with many franchises, we are a required marketing vendor during pre-sale because they want to make sure their studios are successful right out of the gate. And so when you look at it, it's like, man, they have to sell the invisible. These fitness studio owners have to sell a fitness studio membership and they're not even open yet. Sometimes they're not open for 2-3 months and they have to sell it. We've taught them how to sell it. What we realized was this is no different. They have to sell a fitness membership that they can't even use because the gym isn't open. And just like with the pre-sale, they have a date where they're told they might be able to open up again and they should be opening up again. But we all know that it could go longer. You know, on the pre-sale side, it's because construction takes a long time. But in zombie apocalypse, we just know that it could go longer. And so we've created scripts similar to that. We created ads similar to that and offers similar to that with charter pricing where they can get in at a better rate for life. Some have done it for 3 months or 12 months, but they get to choose, right? Everyone's doing a little different. But just with that alone, we get them to opt in on the landing page and on the thank you page, it lets them know about the charter options and if they wanted to learn more. And then also in the follow-up emails, follow-up texts, and then the salesperson is trained also when they get their first class booked to call out, reach out, show them how to get set up, and then also let them know about the charter options and they'll call after class and then bump them up into a program from there. So results that we've seen so far, we had one client that's already generated about 19 leads inside of 12 hours. And with those 19 leads, he's already made about, I think, six sales. So six sales into a membership, which is actually really good and very comparable to the results he was getting with physical in regards to conversion. However, what's not comparable is the cost per lead. Normally, this person would pay anywhere between $5 to $20 cost per lead. And I say that because that person is relative to where they are in the country, right? Like everyone's a little different depending on location. But with this test that we're doing, we're generating leads at 79 cents per lead, which is mind-boggling. So you can see screenshots I'll send over. But yeah, that's it. It's been really exciting. A lot more people are jumping on board. And the members, ironically enough, are actually really loving the at-home solution. And because they all know each other, because that's what group fitness is like, members, no members, they actually kind of find it cool that they're all on this thing, figuring out the technology and working out together. So it's been a good option, and we really enjoy what we've built.